What's going on? It's your boy, the Fast King Feral, with the Fast King Feral podcast, and it's raining outside. It's actually pretty gross. I was actually supposed to go to the beach today to work out, since we're not working out on Friday nights anymore, because if I'm going to actually try and expose these hammers to the public view, we can't be doing it in the middle of the night on a beach wearing all black. But, you know, it was coming down. Florida's a very strange place weather-wise. I'm enjoying the pitter-patter of rain on my window. But, it was a long week, but a good week. Very productive. I got a lot done. But, this week, I want to talk about the fasting stuff. I want to talk about the workout stuff. There's so much stuff that I want to catch up with. There's just a pile of things. And like I said, I'm trying a shorter format so that, you know, I can just kind of shotgun blast information out there. But there has been something that's been bothering me recently. A little background. Back in my 20s, my early 20s, I felt a loss of purpose. I didn't really know which direction my life was going in. I was a high school dropout. I didn't really have any education. I had no plans for college. It was a bit of a weird time for me, you know, and I didn't have anyone in my life. I didn't have a woman in my life in order to, not that it's her job to do anything for me, but like, I didn't have anybody who could offer any, you know, sort of, okay, let's go in this particular direction. So I was kind of listless, and aimless, and that feeling made me angry. And this is my early 20s was when a surge of content became available for disenfranchised young men in the form of various podcasts and video clips. And one in particular was Jordan Peterson. Now, there were many others. It was, you know, you had the Patrice O'Neals, the Joe Rogan, you know, you had the other various manly, you know, media to consume to sort of give young men a, like, this is how you should be a man, whatever. Jordan Peterson in particular, he held a special place in my heart because it felt like he spoke to me in a way that I could understand as a young man. He spoke in very simplistic terms, but terms that I understood and that appealed to me. I remember it was one of his most famous lectures. He's speaking to a classroom of people, and he describes a scenario where a mother is dying on her deathbed, and her children are around her, and he says it's like you're there, and your siblings are fighting over your mother's deathbed. And he describes that as absolute hell, and you just have to get out of there. You gotta get out of there. And he's like, don't. He's like, you need to become. You need to become a monster at a funeral. You need to become a monster. You need to become the sort of person that, you know, they see an adverse situation and they're cold. Well, not so much that they're cold, but that they're indifferent to it. They're indifferent to the stressors that are happening around them. That while everyone else is going crazy and losing their minds, you can still, you know, you can still put the funeral arrangements together. You can still, you know, get everything done while your idiot siblings are going crazy, losing their minds. And at the time, it made sense to me because I felt like, I was like, oh, you know, I need to become detached. I need to become unemotional. And I need to become indifferent to the slings and barbs of life. And I thought that was a way. That was the way. It was that I needed to become a monster. And I spent my 20s doing just that. I was cold and indifferent to not just the situations that happened around me, but to the people, incidentally, around me. And I also became very indifferent to myself. So, you know, I wouldn't talk to anybody. I didn't seek any sort of psychological help. Obviously, I was going through some stuff, but I didn't talk to anyone about it. I would just suffer in silence, because suffering in silence is manly. Suffering in silence is masculine. It's what we should do, is that you should just, you should take all those feelings that you have and bottle them up, because they're effeminate. These are effeminate feelings, and there's no part of me that is feminine. It is all masculine. It is manly. Manliness is all that lives within me. And I wish so bad. And I know I can't. I know I can't. But I wish I could go back for just a little bit. Like, maybe visit my old self in a dream and just tell him, like, it is not that. That is definitely not the way. I'm talking about Jordan Peterson right now because he's making a bit of a resurgence now. And in 2020, of course, why not? 2020 is the year for monstrosity, so why not? Why not have Jordan Peterson return? And I'm a very different person than I was then. I'm not going to say I'm better, but I am different. And I have a different perspective on things. And I see the danger that lies in accepting that sort of worldview. Going back to that scenario where you have the family, you know, it's you and your siblings and your mother's dying on the bed and your siblings are fighting over it. Instead of detaching and becoming a monster so that you can handle the issues, why not look at your siblings and see how much they're suffering? How much pain they're feeling. They're scared. The woman who's been there their entire lives, the woman that they've gone to for advice, for comfort, for help, for guidance, that woman is getting ready to go. She's in pain, and she's getting ready to leave this life, and there is nothing that they can do about it, and they feel helpless, and they're scared, because they don't know what the world looks like without her in it. And they're processing their emotions in the only way they know how. It doesn't matter what it is that they're yelling about. It's not important. They're only yelling because they don't know how to process the emotions that they are feeling. So rather than detaching yourself from the situation so that you can continue the funeral arrangements, you pull your siblings close, wrap your arms around them, and you tell them, I'm scared too. I don't know what this world looks like without her in it, but I know that we're going to get through it together because she raised strong children. And you cry. You let those tears go. Now they might stop fighting and they might embrace you and cry too. Or they might get angry and they might walk away. But now they know. They know that somebody recognizes how they feel. They recognize what they're going through. And now that they know that there's a safe space for them, it could help the situation. It's the one thing that Jordan Peterson never talks about. And that is empathy. It's something that has been missing from our American society. Is empathy. And not just empathy for everyone else, but empathy for yourself. When I was in my 20s, I hated who I was. And I hated society for the situation that I felt that it put me through. So I was angry and I lashed out. I would go to the gym and I would go to the gym by myself. I had a 10-year long membership to 24 Hour Fitness. I would just go into 24 Hour Fitness and I would just work out. I would just put my MP3 player in my ears because cell phones couldn't really play music back then. But I had my MP3 player, you know. And I put my MP3 player in and I would just work out. I would just work out for hours. I'd get on the treadmill, or I'd get on the elliptical, or I'd get on the exercise bike, and I would just go. I would go until I saw 1,000 calories were burnt within a session. And then I'd get up from that, and then I'd go and I'd do weightlifting. I'd go and do my bench press. I'd go and do my squats. Well, no, I didn't do my squats. Everybody skipped leg day back then. But I would work out. I would work out until I bled, until I was sore, until I could barely move. And then I'd go in the sauna and I'd stay in the sauna for an hour because I literally wanted to burn the fat off me. I hated the fact that I was fat. I hated being a fat piece of shit. It drove me insane. It drove me to madness. I thought that if I was skinny, if I had abs, that it would solve my problems, that it would make me the person that I wanted to be in my head. So I worked so hard to get it. But I would use food to stop the pain. So while I was working out so hard, I would leave the gym and immediately go to a 24-hour Walmart and buy like Red Baron pizza and macaroni and cheese and ice cream and a big gallon of fruit punch and hamburgers. I would buy absolute garbage because I was hurting. I was a constantly wounded animal, just bleeding all over the place. But I thought that, you know, leaving that knife in my gut made me more manly. It doesn't. It doesn't. It doesn't make you more of a man to suffer. Your suffering is unnecessary. You don't need to suffer. What you need is to be strong. I am so angry with Jordan Peterson because he pulled the focus away from what's truly important. Masculinity is such a trap. One time when we were, it was my lunch break at work, and a few of my coworkers and friends, they wanted to work out. They wanted to work out on the lunch break. And right when we were getting ready to walk to the recplex, it's a rec center for the school that I used to work at, he said, it started to rain. It started to rain extremely heavily. And I'm like, oh man, we wait? Or he's like, what are you talking about? It's just like, it's like only sugar and shit melt in the rain. And that saying stuck in my head because it was hilarious. We laughed hard, and then we proceeded to then run through the rain. Of course, we got to the gym completely soaked from head to toe. So I spent the remainder of the day being damp. But, you know, it was one of those sayings that just stuck with me. Only sugar and shit melt in the rain. Masculinity? If your strength can be melted away with a different colored shirt, if your strength can be washed away because someone says, so because an ex-girlfriend says you have a little dick, if your masculine, if your strength can be affected if you wear a pink shirt, if you hug a good friend who's going through some troubles, if you tell another man that you love him, If your strength can be washed away by these things, then it's not strength. Strength is strength. Masculinity has been conflated with strength forever, and that is not the case. Masculinity is the decorative designs on the armor that is strength. You need to be strong. And strength is something that all genders can aspire to. Not just men. It's not just for men. It's for women. It's for everyone. Everyone can be strong. Be easier on yourself. I know. You feel like a failure. You feel like an imposter. You feel like the position that you're in, you don't belong in it. But you're there for a reason. You're still here for a reason. And absolutely no improvements can happen in your life until you learn to love yourself and empathize with yourself and you forgive yourself. Forgive yourself. It's okay. We all make mistakes. Things happen. Maybe things didn't work out the way that we wanted to. Right now, we're a few days away from an election. In my lifetime, there's never been an election like it. Joe Biden says it best. We are voting for the soul of our country. I've never seen anything like this. For the past 4 years, I've seen a breathtaking level of apathy, of ambivalence. I've never been more sad and more disappointed in what my country turned into. But that doesn't dissuade me. It only makes me more determined. Now is the time for us, all of us, to be strong. To stand ready. No matter what happens on election night and in the days that follow. I know you're scared. I'm scared too. But we'll get through it together. Somehow, because of the love of the people in my life, I'm still here. I don't know how. Every day I wake up and it's always strange to open my eyes to a new day. Because I know I shouldn't still be here, but I am. But that I'm still here means that I get to fight. And so do you. I know you're tired. I know you're exhausted. I know you want the nightmare to end. I can't promise you anything. We have no idea what's going to happen. But I can promise you this. We'll get through it together. Every single one of us. I try not to make any promises that I know that I cannot keep. But I can promise you that I'll try, that I won't stop pushing forward until my very, very last breath. And if you want, you can come with me, because we're Americans. It's time for us to be strong again. It's the Fast King Pharaoh Podcast. I'll talk to you guys later.